light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here. You can find it right here on the Shooting Bench. Coming up next.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall.
You need the Shooting Bench.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
And I am sick of the lies and the deceit and the intrusions on my privacy and the invasion of my home. And we do not intend to take this lying down.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide, and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
And now, if you think you're ready, the shooting bench. All right, we managed to muddle through that. I had some things trying to take over here while I was trying to get the intro running. We had a little sound interference there. But welcome to the shooting bench. It is the 4th of August, and it's a Tuesday. And Scott from Maine, welcome once again. I'm glad you made it here. Scott has had a revelation. Scott has God has favored Scott. And managed to hit his workplace with lightning so that he's not able to work and is able to join us here a couple of days. So that's not necessarily a good thing. He said nobody got hurt, so that's good. But if you had a metallic taste in your mouth, then it was pretty close to you. No doubt about it when that happens. But anyway, I hope they get it fixed. I hate to see you out of work, but hopefully you can stay with us a little bit anyway. I know Scott's been trying to get in here quite a while. He's just not ever able to do it because work interferes. But God has seen to it that he was able to join us here, so that's a good thing. Okay, I know we're going to have some new people in here tonight. I don't know how many, but there's some people that are interested in beefing up their food supply with survival tabs. So we're going to, here in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk about survival tabs a little bit. We haven't spent much time on them for quite a while. It's been, 9 months? Let's see, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, 10 months since we've talked about them last. We had a big sale from them back in November, I think. And we've kind of let that go. By the way, it's a pretty good expenditure of money if you want to get very, very many. But if you think about this, even though they've gone up quite a bit, you cannot grow your own food as cheap as you can get survival tabs. And I'm getting ahead of myself because I told that guy I wouldn't start till at least a quarter after. So we'll wait on that. Also have some new interesting stuff about colloidal silver. Well, every time I think that everything we know about, or everything that we know everything there is to do with colloidal silver, something new comes out. And we've got a new study. And this is only new to the people that read it and believe what they see. I've told people this. Matter of fact, I have proof of it on a colloidal silver forum on Facebook, a page on Facebook, where people were talking about plants and whatnot, and some of the people on my Facebook pages were trying to have some tomato plant problems and stuff. So, okay, elderberries needing to know here about this. So let's see, it's 10 after, so hopefully the guy that's listening here is with us. The okay, now let me get to the bottom of this first and talk about prices. I don't know what the price is going to be. I know that I can beat the factory price, but I don't know by how much until I figure out how many to order. I'm not in a position to order 18 bazillion of them and have them sitting around just in case anybody wants to buy some. So I try to get an order first, and this is for Survival Circle listeners only. I'm not doing this for anybody else. So anybody that, whether you hear it on the podcast or whatever. So I know that I can beat the factory price. Okay, that's all. I'm absolutely certain of that. Other than that, I don't know. They are, a factory price is $39.95 a bottle. Now, you not understand what a bottle can do. There's 180 tablets in a bottle, and it takes approximately 12 tablets a day for the average person And you don't need any other... yes, Bright Angel, you can. You don't need any other supplement or any other food with this. Now, if you have something to help it along, that's fine, but you don't need it. All you need is water. You need something to wash it down with. So it's not a supplement. It's a full meal. 12 tablets gives you everything you need for the average person for a day. I need about 15. I'm a good sized guy, but still, even if I had 15, 12 tablets a day is enough for one person for 15 days. So if I did 15 of them, I'm going to get what, 10 or 12 days or something like that. So and somebody did, when we were doing a survival tab sale back in 2012, was it 12, I think? And we had a listener at that time that went off and lived off survival tabs solely for, if I remember right, it was 12 or 15 days. And he come back after that, and I don't remember what his name was, but he come after that, had a very, very good detailed report on that. But to make a long story very short, these things are awesome. You can store a whole year's supply of these things in a Foot Locker. What does a year's supply of food take with 5 gallon buckets of this and cases of that and canned food and dehydrated food? What's a year just for one person? How much room does it take up and how much does it weigh? Well, the answer to that is a lot for both of them. With survival tabs, a large suitcase, and you can have a year's supply. It would take, now this depends on how, the shelf life on these elderberry is 10 years. They say a minimum of 10 years. I would say that the way they're packed and the way they're compressed, I would say, I wouldn't even start being remotely concerned about it for 15 years. And I can say that with a tremendous degree of certainty there, of confidence. We keep them in our every type of backpack, bug out bag, recon bag, glove boxes, purses, everything. We have survival tabs in them. And if we ever get out somewhere in traffic, slide off the road in the snow, whatever might happen, survival tabs will pull you through it. And if you look at the amount of time that you can make it on survival tabs only, and then look at the cost of what 15 days worth of food would be for elderberry, you probably got yours in 2012. If you got them from me, you probably got them in 2012. But if you look at the cost of what regular food would cost you for 15 days, I guarantee you ain't going to do it for $39.95 unless all you've got in there is beans. I'm not so damn sure you can do it for beans. You probably can. But if you've got any type of variety at all, then no, you can't. And I can beat the $39.95 price, but like I said, I just don't know how much. It's going to depend on how much I could get. If we had a whole lot of people wanted to get a whole lot of survival tabs and I could get a pallet of them, we could get that price way down. Now, a case of survival, and you're not obligated, if you want to get them, you don't have to get them by the case. But there's 33 bottles in a case. And I have no idea why it's that way. You would think that they would put, 12 bottles in a case or 20 or something like that. So I don't have any idea. But 33 bottles times $39.95 at factory price, a case is $1,300. But I know that I can beat that price quite a bit, depending on how many we get. Now, guys, don't just tell me on the chat room how many you want. If you want them, you're going to have to send me an email or something so that I can keep track of it, because it's just too hard when I get a bunch of people doing this. So either message me on Facebook, or really I would prefer an email so I can keep track of the emails for receipts and stuff. But I would take a Facebook message also. You can email me at theshootingbench@live.com with your order. Now, these will have to be paid before we order. So once we get this, get a bunch of them in and figure out how much we're trying to save here, you know, I could easily just tell you, you know, okay, I'll do them for $35. That's $5 cheaper than the factory. But I might be able to do better than that. My idea here, just like it's always been with colloidal silver, is to get more people doing this because it means something to me. I want to get you the best price that I can get, so I can't tell you what that's going to be until we get quite a few in there, and it does mean that they'll have to be paid before I order. And I had thought about, let me look at the calendar here. We've got this, I was looking at the wrong cut and picking calendar the other day when I said the 18th. That's not going to work. Let's shoot for Monday, the 24th of August. That gives everybody a good almost 3 weeks. So hopefully you can get a paycheck. Now, I'm going to tell you what. And, you know, I always feel bad about doing this because people say, well, of course he would say that. He's trying to sell them. Well, yes, I am trying to sell them, and I'm trying to make a living off of doing stuff like this, but I try to still get you the best price that I can. And what I was going to say here, it sounds a little unorthodox, but looking at it from a survival standpoint, for those of you that have the means that you're able to, I wouldn't hesitate for a second, because of the urgency of what's going on and because of the efficiency of this product. I wouldn't hesitate for a second to take out a loan somewhere, a small loan, and try to get you enough to hold you over. If let's just say that you ate survival tabs only, that you had no other supplement, you couldn't find a sparrow or the neighbor's cat or any radishes out of somebody's garden, or anything like that, let's see what you could do. If you had, 365 days in a year divided by 15 equals, what? That's not right. 365 divided by 15. Okay, that looks better. So we're looking at 24 bottles. You're looking at around two-thirds of a case for a year. Now, folks, don't pee on me and tell me it's raining here and tell me that you can get a year's supply of food for one person for $1,300. Now, like I said, it's going to be cheaper than that because that's the factory price. But we can do better than that. Let's see. My email is theshootingbench@live.com, and I'm going to mix this up a little bit because I don't want the automatic email harvesters to get it. So you can figure it out. You guys are grown-ups and smart folks. So let me put this in here in such a way that... all right, there you go. There's C7, there's the email for you, theshootingbench@live.com. And Mountain Shooter, that's right, you were with us back in. That was back when we were in Farmington. We did 15 days on, Jason and I did exactly what I planned, what Amy and I planned to do when the poop hits the fan, depending on the availability of stuff. And food. If I'm living off my food storage exclusively, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to either get up and start the day with a good breakfast, or I'm going to go to bed with a full tummy, or I'm going to snack just a tiny bit throughout the day and top it off with survival tabs. But however I do that, I'm going to eat the equivalent of 2 meals per day of survival tabs. Now, that's going to stretch my year's supply out to, a year and 4 months. So, if I, that's exactly what we're planning on doing. That's what Jason and I did. We lived for 2 weeks on this, but we ate one moderate meal a day. And that was, that moderate meal was something like a Subway sandwich or a salad or something like that. What I'm trying to say is we didn't gorge ourselves for that one meal to hold us over until we could get another one. We ate very conservatively and did that honestly for 15 days to see how it would be. Now, I can tell you that the only thing that changed a little bit was bathroom habits. Changed a little. But we had our full energy. We were not lacking. We were not lethargic or any more than usual anyway. So I come to the conclusion after that 15 days that I could, in fact, do well with my plan for survival tabs. Like I said, there's 12 a day. So my plan is to eat eight a day, and one meal. So that eight a day would give me, 180 divided by 8 equals what? Wow, this thing is, there we go. So doing that, I would get 22 and a half days, say 22 days out of each bottle. If I can just find enough stuff for one decent meal a day, I get 22 and a half days out of a bottle. So if you buy a case and then do this, folks, you've got 2 years worth of food for less than $1,300. And don't tell me you're going to be, you can't grow your own food that cheap. Now, growing your own food's cheaper. I like it. I like fresh maters. I like fresh eggs out of the chicken. I like fresh chicken. I like fresh meat. But in the event that all that is not possible or not feasible, then survival tabs is definitely the answer. MREs, boys and girls, are not the answer. MREs are good to have with you to take on a patrol or something. You know, even then, take one or two stripped MREs and a Ziploc bag full of survival tabs. And if this is a move fast, can't stop type of patrol, we got to get somewhere, get something done, and get back, take survival tabs only. You can eat them on the go. It cuts way down on your on the need to go to the bathroom. And if you can, and you can make it on those, that and water. What you lack in the survival tabs filling you up, you make up for with drinking lots of water. Simple formula. Okay, our guy is listening right here, but somehow he can't get in the chat room. He's got an iPhone, and we all know all the trouble that the iPhones have had with this, but he is listening. So, all right, good to have you in here, by the way. So that is my plan, and I know that it works. We've already implemented my plan, and I know very well that it does exactly what I hope for it to do. So with we've got a few cases of MREs put back. Those cases of MREs, like I said, are either for barter or for just to throw a couple in a backpack for a quick thing. We got to hurry, got to go right now. So I can do that, or I can just throw in some survival tabs. So once now for those of you that are wondering how survival tabs do this, they came about back during in the 60s, sometime during the space program. And the way this works, if you look at the bottle, and I wonder if I've got a bottle sitting in here. I've got three of them out in my truck. I don't think I have one in here. Wait a minute. Maybe I do. Hold on just a second. Maybe I can do this without any dead air. Let me look in this box right here. Stand by just a second. Okay, I did have some in here. If you look at the bottle and figure out here, you say, okay, servings per container, 15 days, 12 tablets. It takes a minute for that to soak in. Then you look here and you say, calories, 240 calories. Are you seriously kidding me right now? Who can live on 240 calories a day? Well, you can. Because of the way these things are made. If you, the Lotaburger that you had for lunch today, about 97% of the nutrients and everything out of that hamburger are going to be flushed later tonight or in the morning. It's just the opposite with survival tabs. You know, they tell you you need to have, 2,000 calorie diet or something for the average person. Well, that's because 97% of it or 96% of it, whatever it is, it goes away. You don't get that. But with survival tabs, 97% of it is, because of the way it assimilates into the body, 97% of it is retained. And that's why you don't poop very much, because there's nothing to poop. What you eat has all been used up. So if you look at the... fat in this total fat here is 18% of your recommended daily allowance, 15% saturated fat. Carbohydrates, 30 grams, 12 grams of sugar, 4 grams of protein. That is a very, for my daughter being diabetic, that is a very, very good ratio right there between carbs and proteins. Not perfect, but it could be better. But it's pretty good. Now, let's get over here to vitamins. Vitamin A, 100%. Vitamin C, 100%. Iron, 100%. Calcium, 20%. Thiamine, 100%. Riboflavin, 100%. Niacin, 100%. Vitamin D, vitamin E, B6, folic acid, vitamin B12, vitamin B12, iodine, B5, zinc, and manganese, all 100%. Now, did you catch the iodine thing in there? So if you're taking survival tabs, you don't need to panic about iodine in the event of a nuclear event. That's a whole nother show for another time, but you don't have to worry about going all crazy out there and trying to buy all these iodine supplements out there, because 100% of your iodine, taking more iodine doesn't help. Your body will only keep so much. It'll keep a safe and healthy level of iodine. The rest of it goes away. So taking more doesn't help. And the one other thing that I didn't mention here is 10% of your phosphorus is available in here. So that's, let's see, fat, 9, protein, carbohydrates. All right. And that's the amount of stuff in 12 tablets. That's your recommended daily allowance. Shelf life, let's see. Ingredients, non-fat dry milk, solid sucrose, vegetable oils, including sunflower and or safflower oil, calcium phosphate, ascorbic acid, vitamin E, acetate, niacinamide, ferrous fumarate, zinc, natural and artificial flavors, calcium something another, potassium chloride, manganese, so on and so forth. Potassium iodide, there you go, right there. Potassium iodide is included in these survival tabs. So there you have it. That's the whole nine yards on the survival tabs. If you have any questions about them, I can probably answer them. I'm just kind of pulled. The only reason we're even talking about this, because we had a guy who's wanting to buy some. And I said, you know what? I'm not typing all this out. How about you just listen to my show tonight, and I'll tell you, okay? And so we got him on there, and he's listening, and that's a good thing. So it's a little past break time, so that's just exactly what we're going to do, is we're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back here. And we've got some news stuff. I've got a couple of news things we need to talk about, but we also have some news things, new information on colloidal silver here that I think most of you will be interested in. Colloidal silver is another one of those things that I think is absolutely essential in your preparations here. All right, let's see here. I think we're going to do this one on account I like it, and I'll be back.
September day, were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset? First time in ages, I speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to Him. He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Between them when they stopped to make their play, and the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped, and the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
All right, we're back, and there's another Survival Tab site here that says that the shelf life is up to 25 years. So I don't know if that's so or not. Where I get them, they're the same price, but they say 10 plus years. But like I said, I wouldn't hesitate for 1 second to trust that 15-year-old Survival Tabs to trust my family's life to them. I've been messing with them for a long time. Jason and I first started. When was that Mountain Shooter? That must have been back about probably 2007, maybe 2008, somewhere in there. And I've used them regularly since then. We didn't just do that test. We actually use the things that we promote. And well, during that same period of time, we were also doing a product called ASAP, which I dearly love, and I still today still have them for breakfast very, very regularly, like probably at least twice, three times a week, every week. And ASAP was another product that was a survival food like that, and it tastes like it's a chocolate stuff, drink that you mix, powder that you mix with water, and I throw a banana in it and throw it in the blender, and that's what I have for breakfast very, very regularly. But that company went out of business. I hated it because they were reasonably priced, and there was 20 meals in a deal. Jason and I did that for 15 days. And I still didn't notice any difference in energy loss or anything. I did lose more weight on ASAP than I did Survival Tabs, believe it or not. Not much. I think there was about 3 pounds different. I lost 12 pounds, I think, in 15 days with the ASAP, and I lost 8 pounds with Survival Tabs, if I remember correctly. So, you know, you can take that for what it's worth. If you're looking to try to knock off some pounds too, well, that might not be a bad way to do it. So, anyway, let's see. Let me check here and see what's going on in the chat room before we move on here. There's Bright Angel, thank you for relaying that information there. And we'll get everybody together here. You guys can send me emails, and we'll get all that stuff together here and see if we can get some kind of a decent price on these Survival Tabs here. All right, now then, I'm just going to try to hit on this deal here a little bit. Talks about colloidal silver, and I've told people this, and when they've tried it, it worked, and they believe me, but now it's in print. This is colloidal silver kills plant fungus, produces larger and healthier crops. I know that. But now it's written in here, and it says the silver-treated green onion plants, once harvested, were demonstrated to have grown larger and weigh more than the non-treated green onion plants. According to researchers, we applied different concentrations of silver, 10 parts per million, 23 parts per million, 50 and 100 parts per million at the base of each plant four times each week for up to 4 weeks. After 5 months, the roots of the plants were observed and the dry weight was measured after drying it in the drying machine at 80 degrees. The fresh weight of the harvested green onion was also measured. But the fresh weight of the dried, let's see. Well, what it boils down to is onions treated with silver liquid had more weight than the non-treated or the control. So I'm not going to go through the whole study here. I just wanted to throw that at you. And there's one little part right here that says, why does silver work so well? According to the Journal of Food and Chemistry, the reason silver works against plant fungi is that it is rapidly taken up by fungal spores, which in turn stops germination of the fungus. Then there's a quote here out of the, this is from Lawrence Miller, SEA 1957, Toxic Action of Metal Ions to Fungus Spores, Agriculture and Food Chemistry, whatever that is. Said silver is taken up rapidly by fungus spores so that germination can be completely inhibited after a contact time of 1 minute or less. Only mercury, 1 and 2, and to a lesser extent copper, offer serious competition. Now, do I need my plants treated with mercury or copper? Now, some people say copper to a certain level is good for you, but mercury, not so much. So there you have it. I'm gonna throw this story in the chat room. You guys can look at it on your own time here when you get a chance. But this guy stated, this guy from Harborne Research Foundation stated that his experience with the topical use of colloidal silver on plant crops and shrubs. We performed some limited plant-oriented evaluations utilizing colloidal silver. Our initial investigation involved experiments designed to determine if colloidal silver would yield beneficial effects on fire blight associated with pear trees and some other kind of shrub here. And a little bit farther down, so I don't have to read the whole thing, a solution of 10 parts per million of silver mixed at the rate of 1 pint per 2.5 gallons of water and a quarter tablespoon of household detergent was applied to affected trees. For all bacterial, fungal, and viral attacks on plants, flowers, and fruit, simply spray diluted colloidal silver. Okay. All right, that's enough. Let's see here. Now let's go on here and we haven't even talked about anybody getting killed yet through the whole show. We're 15 minutes left in the show, and we haven't killed one person yet. So... let's get this guy from Mississippi, 24 years old, no prior criminal history, charged with murder. Now, this guy just walked up out of the clear blue sky, walked up on the courthouse steps, and shot some dude point blank in the chest with a semi-automatic handgun. The guy fell down to the ground, and the shooter leaned over and whispered something to him, put down his gun, and surrendered. Taken into custody, the other guy pronounced dead at the scene. So that's a little bit different, but I'll have to say, you see that in the movies sometimes. You see somebody, they say, "Yeah, when I do you, I want you to be looking at me so you know where it came from," or whatever. This guy shot him in the chest. He died 30 minutes later. And he leaned over and whispered to him right then, laid his gun down, and surrendered. And that's a little strange, I think. But I think he got his point across. And hopefully that won't be a copycat type deal here anytime soon. Okay. One of the families, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to control the sound of this, so I think I'll probably just let you. You know, you get those little pop-ups, and they say you're supposed to allow them access to... Here, maybe I stopped it. You know, they have allow or deny, and you keep clicking on the deny, you know, 80,000 times, and it never stops. If you really want to listen to it, you have to click on the allow. Well, I just put this on. As soon as it loaded the text, I hit the little X and stopped it from loading, so that may have done it. So, in the movie, in the theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado in 2012, everybody wants something for nothing. They think that they're, you know, having six-figure sums is going to bring their loved ones back, or at least make it a whole lot easier to deal with. But the family of one woman there is now faced with $200,000 in legal costs after a federal judge said, you know what? You're an idiot. Pay all these people. There's four ammunition dealers that the family's trying to sue. How stupid is that? The guy went and bought some ammunition, or he went and bought a gun. What about we sue the dealer of the car that drove him there? What about the tires that the car was? I mean, this whole thing is just absurd. Where does it stop? I mean, there's 100 things that were instrumental in him getting there and doing what he did. And is that going to make it any better to dream up some idiotic notion there that you're going to sue the ammunition manufacturer? Well, it didn't work. Federal judge said, you know what, these people didn't do anything wrong, and you're trying to get something for nothing. So you're going to need to pay $200,000. In legal costs here. You need to pay back these ammunition dealers all the money that they spent fighting this for something that they didn't do, you know, they didn't have any fault in. So, in spite of all this, the legal experts here said the outcome of this was not all that surprising. I find it quite surprising, actually, but I'm very pleased, pleasantly surprised. Said the bill was may be an exorbitant sum at its face value, but it's not that high for a case like this. Well, it's that high if you don't have $200,000. But you'd be shocked at how quickly fees can go up very, very high with the amount of time that's spent preparing these lawsuits and working for their defense. So the whole rest of this story is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. But the fact is, what matters is that family has to pay, and I think that's awesome. So coming up this weekend, I told you a little bit about it on Amy's show. But there is a let me scroll up here real quick and see if there's anything going on here in the chat room that needs addressed here. It looks like we're canning and canning some more. That's a good thing. All right. Canning house is the woman cave. I thought you were leaving, Elderberry. I'm glad you stayed in here. I thought you was all in a hurry to get out of here a while ago. But I'm glad you stayed anyway. So anyway, I'm going to be up there tomorrow evening in Young, Arizona. And there's a survival rendezvous going on. It's really a lot of fun. And last year, it's almost nothing. There's some vendors there. There's a few people come and sell stuff. I'm going to be selling some stuff. But I'm also doing classes. And there are numerous people. There are numerous classes lined up. For, you know, everything from everyday carry to canning to making horseshoes. They had a blacksmith there last year that had all of his stuff and built stuff the whole time he was there. Built some nice some knives. He had them in varying stages of completion and showing people how they could pretty easily make some rudimentary tools and implements, you know, without a whole lot of skill or tools to go with it. Obviously, the more skill you have and the more tools you have and everything, certainly the better quality stuff that you make. But he was showing there how you could relatively quickly and easily take some scrap stuff that you could find and turn it into a useful implement. And that's what the whole rendezvous is about, is, you know, I'll be doing a deal on colloidal silver and diatomaceous earth and long-range handgun shooting and everyday carry, and I'll probably wind up doing some little classes on sharpening knives and, you know, maybe one on night vision and stuff like that. That's the whole thing. 4 days is just about learning and sharing information and all that. And it's, Elderberry, don't be sorry. I'm glad you stayed in here. You usually have to leave early in the show. I know you got to get to bed, but I'm glad you stayed for a while tonight and appreciate that. The whole thing is about sharing information and about everything. There's so many different things that they do. I have no idea this year what the turnout's going to be, if it's going to be a... you know, on the one hand, I say certainly it's going to be worth going. Certainly it'll be worth it if we're able to just share information and it helps, you know, one or two families to get through this or to be a little bit more comfortable in these turbulent times that we see coming up here. It'll be worth it. On the other hand, I say, you know what, they better have a decent turnout or it's definitely not going to be worth the expenditure in time and resources to go down there and spend 4 days that I could be here making dry practice kits or something. But so it's always a gamble from an economical standpoint, from a business standpoint. But it's never a gamble from a preparedness standpoint, because there's always somebody there that is hungry for what those of us that have what little knowledge we have about stuff's able to share, and these people are starving to death for it. And it's fun to watch them go from training area to training area and get all this this information. It's a lot of fun. So we'll let you know. We'll give you a full report. And tomorrow night, I'm going to try to be there in plenty of time to find out that if I can get set up and do Amy's show. I probably won't know until about an hour or less before her show starts. And I'm going to apologize in advance for that, but that's the way it's going to be. I don't have a choice. If we are able to do a show tomorrow night, that means that there will be a show Thursday and Friday night. Now, I'll be talking to a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on, so Friday night I will probably be there, but I'll be playing a playlist of stuff and not be babysitting the chat room too awful much. But I will be there. It will be a live show if I have Wi-Fi or if I get enough phone signal that I can run my air card, one or the other. That would be the only thing that would keep us from doing it. So. All right, and Scott, you know, and I'll tell you again, like I tell everybody else, if you really believe that something's coming, if you really think you're preparing for this stuff, you're getting food put away, you're doing all this stuff, if you really believe that something's coming and your gun's still black, you don't believe it enough. I thought about this again yesterday when I come back from town. And it's just, there's been enough rain, and it is so freaking green around here. Hello, Mother Earth. I'm glad you dropped in here tonight. Glad to see you. Hope everything's going well for you up there. It is so green and so pretty. And I took a back road home last night, yesterday afternoon. And we're driving along, and I wasn't looking from side to side. I'm watching down the road. And immediately my eyes went, and there was an Angus cow standing over there, black Angus, and it showed up like a neon light. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So because it was pure pitch black, and then I turned back around, and there's two or three times I look, and here's these black spots, and they really show up out there. And so anyway. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Mother Earth, I don't know if you have somebody that's interested. I'll need to hear some of their stuff. So if they want to send me, you know, 30 minutes or an hour of what they do, we'll think about it. I'm not really looking for anybody right now. We've got a pretty good deal going. But we'll, you know, always consider it. All right. Well, had all the fun I can stand. So I'm going to get on out of here, and we'll see you all hopefully tomorrow night. Now, you know, Amy spoke out of turn right there. She doesn't do shows on Wednesday nights anyway. So forget that. Forget everything that I said and forget everything that she said, because Wednesday night is her night off because she'll be at church. So never mind. So we will know no less than 2 hours ahead of time whether I'll be doing my show or not. So Mother Earth, I answered your question there already on that. I'm not really looking for anybody else right now, but if they want to send me some of their material, 30 minutes or an hour, of what they do, I'll think about it. Just have them send it to theshootingbench@live.com, and we'll check it out. So, okay, there you have it, and I'm out of here. Bye bye.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.